I truly did not understand until I started reading more about how it was that Roosevelt, in order to give people work, paid for the artist to do work that would benefit public buildings. I mean, the Cleveland Public Library, I'm sure you've been inside there and you've seen the murals that they have. And if you've been up on whatever floor it is now, wherever they have them now, I don't know where now, that they have their ceramics that they have in their building. And there are other buildings throughout Cleveland that have the works of art. I mean, there's some in public housing, which, you know, you think might be seem like a strange kind of place. You know, it was all over the United States, but, you know, Cleveland just lucked out in having a lot of it throughout Cleveland. And, you know, that was a very important part as far as artists were concerned, of their being able to continue to do their work and get paid for it.